This evening at roughly 8:30 at Nottingham University, following a human rights films series presentation of Peace Propaganda and the Promised Land, a number of Nottingham University students began an occupation of one of the rooms in the Law and Social Science building, around 50 to 60 in number, sat and began to discuss the conflicts in Palestine at the moment. Most of them, if not all of them, have the view that it is less of a conflict than a slaughter of innocent Palestinian people by the Israeli government. These students came together, some of them had been organising for a week in advance why and how to carry this protest out. It's now 4 o'clock in the morning. Many of the students are now asleep in the room they're taking over. There are a few people who like to stay up, a few night owls who are still up chatting. And this is a Rise Up Radio special on the first night of the occupation of the building, of the B63 in the Law and Social Science block in Nottingham University. I spoke to a number of students, 12 in all, and then realised that I'd recorded it badly, which for those of you who are regular listeners to Rise Up Radio won't be surprised. I later rectified that by interviewing a few more. And here is their stories and their opinions on what is going on here and why they're here. Thank you. Okay, we're at site B62. It's just past 3:20, and there's an occupation inside. Lots of people are sleeping. I'm sitting here having a brief chat about what's going on inside with
Hussein Khalidi.
Okay, Hussein, what has brought all these people together into this university building?
Basically, what's going on right now is a group of individuals, well, a large group of individuals, roughly about 30, 40, 50 maybe at the moment, and growing every hour basically. We're here to show our solidarity with Gaza and to continue a national movement that started off in SOAS and spread throughout the country to last I heard 17. I'm sure a few more have joined, including Cambridge and Bradford, and we're here just to give some demands to let the university know that we don't accept what's going on in Gaza and what's happened in Palestine in the last couple of weeks, and that we want to join this movement to tell the world, to show the Palestinians that we care about them, we're thinking about them.
There's a fair bit going on, and obviously it hasn't just happened overnight, it's taken a fair bit of preparation. Could you explain a little bit sort of the preparation process and how long that's been going on?
Well, our occupation's been it's from a week today actually. I finished my exams. I got a call from my cousin at Sussex, they're the third university to begin this occupation, begin the occupation movement. And she told me what's going on. She said that, you know, we should definitely get involved. And I thought, you know, this is a really good cause, and this is getting bigger and bigger. So I rang up a few numbers. Meetings were arranged. We had one meeting where we just discussed it to see who was up for it. That was about 15 people. Then the next meeting, we had a meeting the next day. It was about 30 people. And just gradually, we had it in place. And we chose an event, a human rights film screening, to declare our occupation.
Okay, this evening, a large proportion of the evening has been spent working on the demands made to the university. They were written in rough draft by one member of the group, and today they were sort of edited by the whole group. Can you talk us through that process? Because it's not like one person leading.
It's very much been a group process, and again, you know, it started off with the first meeting, 15 people. We just threw out a few ideas, and then we weren't, you know, we weren't really sure. It was a very, very rough draft. Then the next day, 15 more people, 30 people. Again, we just showed our ideas, some of our ideas for statements and people put some more input. Still, we had a draft. It wasn't till I think 2 o'clock in the morning that we finally had a finished and completed a set of statements, I think 8 in total, I'm not sure.
Could you give us a rough idea?
I'll try and remember all of them, but there are quite a few. The first one is a statement from the university effectively condemning the Israeli actions in Gaza, which I think is a statement that a demand that every university involved in the occupation movement has asked for. The second one is specific to Nottingham University, something that I think everyone here feels very strongly about, is a podcast that's been put, I think, on the front page of the portal about Gaza. The only thing about Gaza that, you know, our university has publicised, and it's very, very pro-Israeli, and we're not too pleased with that. We want a more balanced one. So we've asked for a counter podcast to be uploaded. The third one is scholarships for Palestinians. I'm not sure if we were debating 10 or 5. What did we? 10. We've decided 10 scholarships for Palestinians from all over Palestine, from the university. Fully funded scholarships, 10 every year. The fourth one was to do with the investment, the policies of investment by the university, and we did some research into where the money goes, some of the money that our tuition fees pay for, where they actually end up, and some of the companies that the university is involved with. I think BAE, who else? Rolls Royce? BAE? Smith Group and Caterpillar, some of the companies that we invest in, who we think are responsible for some of the atrocities and the massacres in Gaza and all over Palestine. What's the sixth one? Pretty much, yeah. I think there's only what are the other? Sorry, can you edit this, right?
I can. Yeah.
Books and computers for all the old resources, or new resources, just a donation from the university to the people of Gaza to help just make a start at rebuilding what's pretty much all been destroyed, the whole infrastructure of Gaza, and we've asked for books and resources and computers to be sent there. Another one that's specific to the campus here, which was one that was, I think, the most debated, and that was the removal of Starbucks from campus. We've had petitions in the past, and there's been a huge anti-Starbucks campaign, which a lot of the students felt feel very strongly about. Involved in the occupation and not involved in the occupation, well, yet to be involved in the occupation, and we are asking that it be removed on ethical grounds, as well as in relation to the Gaza situation and the situation in Palestine, the CEO's outspoken views in support of the Israeli government's actions. And I think our last demand was that there would be no repercussions, legal or academic, for the actions of anyone involved in the movement, anyone involved in the occupation, whether they be from the start or just interacting during the day, just students and staff and speakers as well.
So those demands have been going to be made in the morning?
Yeah, that we're going to present them to the university in the morning, and we'll go from there. And we won't leave B62 until our demands are met.
That may take a very short, hopefully it'll take a very short time, yeah. But it may take a while. What are we going to be doing to pass the time?
We've been on the phone to speakers, we've been planning screenings, workshops, debates. We most recently, I don't know, this isn't to do with our events, but we received a message of support from Noam Chomsky merely 2 or 3 hours after we'd occupied, so... Hopefully, maybe we're not going to get as high-profile speakers as that, but there are a lot of people supporting our cause and a lot of people willing to come speak.
Okay. Obviously, it's taking place in the lecture hall, where lectures will be carried out tomorrow. How are we going to deal with that?
The point of this protest. Point of this protest is to stress that this is non-violent and peaceful protest, a friendly protest, a friendly occupation. And in light of that, we will be allowing, and we want, more importantly, for lectures to continue throughout our occupation, so that, you know, it gives a platform for us to interact with students, to keep our presence heard. We're not here to annoy the students. We're not here to disrupt their lectures or their learning. We're merely here to raise awareness and let the university know that what we're standing for and get our demands met. So we plan on letting all lecturers... informing all lecturers beforehand of our actions and making a small presentation before each lecture just to inform the students present why we're there.
And those students present who do come in for lectures, they'll be able to join in the protest?
Anyone, anytime is able to join in the protest. We want as many people as possible. The more the better. Even if you're not sure, just come along, ask questions. Everyone's here to speak to. So yeah, definitely. The more people, the better. I mean, we're here for dialogue as well, so.
Okay. Well, Hussein, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Cheers. Okay, so here again. It's about 3:30 in the morning. You two guys are two who didn't know this was going on, so to be here at 3:30 in the morning must be quite a surprise.
Very much so.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
So if you want to introduce yourselves. Or each other?
I'm Leanne, I'm doing an MA in Critical Theory and Politics here at the University of Nottingham.
I'm Bill, I'm doing an MA in Middle Eastern Studies.
Okay, as I said, you weren't here to start with. Leanne, you were at the film showing that was on beforehand and found out and decided to stay. What made you decide to stay?
In part, I was quite curious. I did sort of amble on to the next room just to see how it was going to pan out. To see how people were organising, and it was a different kind of protest to things that I've experienced before, so it was definitely something I wanted to check out.
And how has it shaped out over the last few hours?
It's been very, very interesting. I've been on marches before and things like that, but this seemed like a much more productive, constructive, almost democratic way of doing things. We've spent quite a few hours putting together a list of demands for the university, and hoping that they will be completed in due course.
Mm. Okay. And Bill, you were given the call. You were probably getting ready for bed, having your dinner.
Just finished dinner.
And
yeah,
you rushed down here. So what stirred the intrigue for you?
I think it's just when you're reading about what's happening in Gaza and you're studying the history of it, and you kind of have kind of impotent rage when just looking at it in the paper and then forgetting about it. So you get angry and then dissipates, and so this seemed like a good way of funneling any anger and doing something proactive basically for people of Palestine. And so it's more a kind of more proactive, productive method of raising awareness.
Okay. The way things have transpired so far have had a certain anarchist feel to them. As far as the organisation is concerned, how has that felt for you guys? Is that something you're familiar with and positive towards, or is it a relatively new experience?
Well, my previous reluctance to join sort of protests and groups has probably lay mostly in the fact that I don't feel like fully agree with groups' aims and sort of charters and other sort of things that they postulate. Whereas with this, because we all have some level of input and a consensus is reached, I'm very happy to participate and put my name to what's going on and put my voice in as well.
Okay. And Bill, how do you see the next 24 hours transpiring?
Oh, God, well, we can't really tell until lectures start tomorrow what impact. I suppose the greatest fear is that they'll just work around us and not be that bothered, and then we have to think how to obviously change that dynamic. But over the next 24, there's no way you can tell until lectures begin, until there's some sort of reaction. So far, I've been depressingly cooperative at the university.
But only 5 hours to go.
But only five hours to go, exactly, till the lectures. So we'll be able to tell then.
Okay. What next? Yes, the Nottingham student body has a reputation for being, well, like lots of university student bodies, fairly apathetic and apolitical. Do you think this is a sign of change, or do you think it's possibly the same 100 people doing the same things, except in a different context?
To be fair, I think there are sort of regulars at most events. I've been to a couple of Middle Eastern Affairs events since coming to Nottingham in September. And obviously you do see the same similar people getting involved, but today was particularly interesting. The screening of the film was absolutely packed. I've not seen that many people involved, and it really is, as cheesy as it is, heartwarming to see that many people getting involved. Admittedly, the numbers dwindled for the camp out in the lecture theatre, but still, I think the fact that people are interested and people are willing to be educated is a really big step forward.
And can you envision that tomorrow, I'm asking you to see the future once more, but can you see people turning up to lectures who haven't heard about this and getting into dialogue with people, with the members of the protest group, and maybe joining with them for a short period of time, or hopefully a long period of time? Do you see even just that sort of dialogue opening as a positive step?
Well, I certainly hope so. Anyway, we've got an active media campaign going on at the moment. We'll be distributing flyers tomorrow. We've got a website, a Facebook group. So we're sort of raising awareness through that way. And hopefully, when people come to the lectures, they're going to have curiosity, whatever. So we'll explain to them why we're there, talk about the issues, get them talking about it. Hopefully, recruit a few people as well to the cause. So we'll have to see.
I mean, as well as the major cause supporting Palestine, one of the really positive things I've garnered from a lot of the people I've spoken to is creating this social space, which we can essentially do what we want with it until it's taken away from us, or until they try and take it away from us. Is that something that you feel is needed within the university, or needed within Nottingham, or had you thought that before?
To be honest, I haven't experienced much in terms of community and social spaces outside of university. There's sort of a few places where you feel like there is a small forum for input and creativity and expression, but I haven't experienced much outside the university. Perhaps that's to do with my lack of exploring Nottingham as a city. But I think it's definitely it's a new and novel thing, but something that I think we could probably get used to. It's just a very open and sort of genuinely warm feel to it. You can express yourself and listen to other people's opinions and have a productive dialogue from that.
Okay, so any sort of final thoughts that we haven't covered yet, so that I can tell you're very, very tired, that you can scrape out at the moment?
Only, I think, to appeal to anyone listening to, if we're still here when this is also going on, which hopefully we won't be. Hopefully the university would have listened to us by that point and actually done something. We'll see. If that isn't the case, then come and join us, please, anyone. but no, it's been really, really good, and it's been very educational as well, and I think we've proven that a consensual kind of democracy can actually work, at least in a small scale type thing. So come and join us, anyone.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers.
Okay, I'm sitting here with a somewhat regular on Rise Up, or it's becoming that way, Tom. Tom, you're here. Did you know this was going to happen before the event?
I'd heard rumours about it, but I was told not to broadcast anything. But I had heard rumblings that something like this was going to take place. But I'm amazed with how many people have turned up. It's a really good turnout, and looks like people are getting things organised. So. Very impressed by it. Surpassed my expectations.
And how have you felt about the way things have been organised?
Well, I think it's very democratic, well, very representative, certainly trying to take into account people's viewpoints, and if that means the process goes a bit slower of finalising the wordings on the demands that are going to be set out, then, you know, I think it's a worthwhile price to pay. I've been very impressed with it. People seem enthusiastic and they want to help and spread the word, so I've been impressed.
Could you sort of describe briefly sort of how, because a set of demands were made, well, a set of demands were written up, and then we discussed them for quite some time. Do you want to sort of talk us through that process?
Well, basically, there was an open floor. Anyone who, I believe we had a Hisham had written a template of demands, and then we sort of used that as a basis and worked from there with people giving suggestions and debating the specific wording of each sentence, each paragraph. So it's quite a laborious process, but I think it's worthwhile in the end because being able to take into account everyone's viewpoints and reflect that in the final set of demands, which are being typed up now. So it'll be interesting to see what makes the final cut. But yeah, I think it's a good way of doing it. And as long as the university have those demands by the morning, then well, we can take it from there, really.
That's great. I'm sure everyone's quite aware of why we're here, because it will say so on the label for the show. But do you want to give us some kind of a bit of knowledge about why so many people have decided to focus their attention to this particular course at this particular time?
Well, I think the situation and the plight of the Palestinian people is certainly something that a lot of people feel a connection with, whether they're Palestinian or Muslim or otherwise. They recognise the injustice that is the routine for people in that part of the world, for the Palestinian people. I'm very impressed with the solidarity and support that people have shown today. I think, just try and gather my thoughts of it. The situation on the ground is obviously dire at the moment. There's a real shortage of electricity and running water and medical supplies and food in Gaza, which is terrible. And obviously the images we've seen of such destruction and such loss of life, such a huge civilian death toll, really, you know, I think have compelled a lot of people to come out here and do something that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise done.
Okay. For those of people who are listening, and I imagine there'll be very few of them, who can't quite connect the dots between what's going on in Palestine and what's going on in here, other than, oh, we feel bad about that.
Mm.
There are actually some fairly strong connections between Israel's government, the Israeli war machine, and Nottingham University, and
yeah,
the infrastructure that Nottingham University is centred around.
Well, I think a lot of people are quite rightly feel angry and frustrated that their university allows itself to be used as a vehicle for recruitment by companies which have very, you know, suspect ties ties that certainly merit closer scrutiny with the Israeli government, with other governments, other authoritarian governments that, you know, have a long track record of human rights abuses around the world, but particularly with the Israeli government, and then that's obviously magnified when something happens like the conflict in Gaza that brings it to a head and causes, you know, people to examine it in even closer detail. Basically, this will be reflected in the demands that that are going to be presented to the university, that they have to stop being complicit in the oppression of Palestinian people through their ties with through their inaction as much as anything else, but also in not being proactive in preventing the university from becoming a place where companies such as Starbucks can sell their merchandise and sell their wares, and being a place where, you know, arms companies and other companies which without whose complicity the suffering in Palestine would not be experienced on anywhere near the same level. And we have to recognize that if a company is going to allow is going to trade with the Israeli government, and to the, you know, if they're going to provide the means for the Israeli war machine, as you said, to oppress people in Palestine, then that's certainly, we shouldn't be tolerating any sort of relationship between our university and these companies. It's obviously, this is one way of, I think, a very, very positive and very effective way of saying that we're tired of this and we've had enough and we, you know, this is not in our name.
And do you think the people here, the people you've spoken to and had conversations with, do you think we'll be staying here for a decent amount, until those demands are met?
Well, I certainly think that the resolve, albeit it's only the first night, but I think people's resolve is fairly strong. There's some very well-informed people here, people who have an excellent understanding of the situation in Palestine and of how our university isn't doing enough by any stretch of the imagination to alleviate that. And with that, in fact, we are complicit in it. And as students, if we don't speak out against our university's stance on the issue, then that in turn makes us, as individuals, in no small degree responsible for what's going on. So I think just like has happened with the government in South Africa, you know, there has to be pressure put on the Israeli regime, has to be pressure put on companies that are going to trade with Israel, because that's the only way you're going to affect change. And I think this events like this really are excellent at informing people and bringing the issues out into the open, whereas otherwise people may not have got involved and may not have felt that they could really do anything to affect change. This is a very good way of sending a message to companies to be more ethical in general, but specifically in the Israeli context, not to be complicit in some of the worst human rights abuses that are taking place anywhere on the planet. And companies ultimately have a responsibility to make sure that they are not party to things like that. So
okay, that's great. I'm very tired, Tom. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Very much,
Tom. That's great. I hope you enjoyed those stories. This will be hopefully a regular feature. Tomorrow night we'll be recording our main show from the occupation, providing it's still going on and the university hasn't caved into the demands. Following that, on a daily basis, we will be talking to different people about what's been going on, what activities, what discussions, and what outcomes have come from these events. Will we be getting new members to join the occupation? Will people leave? How will the university react? All of that we hope to cover, and I hope you will join us with that. Goodbye.